I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Drag racing gets carted off to the desert, to mix a metaphor. But first, for a look at the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce. He's in New Orleans this week. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. There's music outside my window.
I assume so, and I assume the Final Four party has begun?
It has. There's lots of people in red and lots of people in blue, because that's the two colors. You got Ohio State and Kansas, and, of course, Louisville and Kentucky. So it is the popular opinion on Bourbon Street, as I did very careful research last night, that it doesn't matter who wins or loses the Louisville-Kentucky game, there will be fistfights.
You've watched this tournament closely. Has one of the teams arrived in the Big Easy more thoroughly prepared and perhaps less banged up than the others?
Well, I think that Kentucky's arrived here with more as a more talented team than the other three. I think that, you know, I find it hard to believe that any of the three teams, the other three teams down here, can beat them. They would have to play awfully badly, and I don't think they're going to.
Former Maryland coach Gary Williams told a Washington radio station that he believes Kentucky could beat the NBA's Wizards in one game at Rupp Arena. Do you think Mr. Williams is trying to make a point that the Wildcats are really good or that the Wizards are really, really bad?
Well, knowing Gary as I do, I think he's just being a wise guy and is insinuating that the Wizards are really bad. I think they should pick another team, though. The Wizards are getting picked on by everybody in this one. Go play Kentucky. Go play Kentucky. I think Kentucky could beat him in one game, but I think it would take him three or four games to do it.
Meanwhile, despite his taking a team to the Final Four, Louisville coach Rick Pitino has reportedly been told that he will not be named as a Basketball Hall of Fame inductee on Monday. I know your general opinion on Halls of Fame is let everybody in, they're all famous, but does that apply to Rick Pitino as well?
Yeah, I think you know, it's one of these things where he's going to have to wait his turn because he's made some enemies down, you know, around the country over his career, but he'll get there sooner or later.
The Final Four women's teams have gathered in Denver, and each surviving team is a number one seed. Does this mean the people who built the brackets are really smart?
Yeah, I think what it does mean is that they're really, even more so in the men's game, there's a top level of women's college teams that's very hard to crash. And these are four really, really good teams this year.
Well, all of the teams in the women's Final Four are former NCAA champs. The previous successes of UConn, Stanford, and Notre Dame notwithstanding, I assume that you and almost everybody else is sticking with Baylor and Brittany Griner.
As long as Brittany Griner suits up, Baylor's going to beat everybody.
Major League Baseball season began with the Seattle Mariners and Oakland A's splitting two games in the Tokyo Dome this week. I don't know how happy the players were to start the season in Japan, but I bet Japanese fans got a kick out of seeing Ichiro Suzuki in action at home.
Well, he certainly responded to it. He had a great series over there. I'm sure there'll be some, you know, weeping and moaning in June and July that they, you know, they all got worn out from having to fly over there. Japan is baseball nutty, as we all know. This is a good idea.
I assume that lots of teams will begin the season, the baseball season, with players who are 22 or thereabouts. Only one dugout will feature an infielder who's 44. Are you surprised that Omar Vizquel earned himself a job with the Blue Jays?
Oh, Blue Jays. I mean, the Blue Jays, first of all, the Blue Jays have a very good team and are going to be very interesting to watch this year. And they can carry a 44-year-old shortstop who can still pick it, and Omar Vizquel apparently can.
On Thursday, the Montreal Canadiens owner Jeff Molson announced that the team had fired general manager Pierre Gauthier, saying, quote, "We need to remember that our fans want us to win, period." Do you suppose the general manager had forgotten that?
I don't know, but the Canadiens, I mean, when you talk about proud franchises that are a complete mess at this point, between the Dodgers and the Canadiens, it's hard to know which one to pick.
The new CEO of IBM is a woman. Her name is Virginia Romity. And how exactly is this a sports story?
Because the CEO of IBM, and I did not know this until this week, traditionally gets themselves a membership to Augusta National, which, as we know, does not allow women to become members, which puts both IBM and Augusta National between a rock and a hard place on this one.
Wouldn't it be a great thing if the club were to invite, oh, say, 400 consecutive women to join just to get this issue behind them, and all 400 women said, no, thanks very much, I don't want to?
Yeah, I think that would be a tremendous way to resolve this whole thing, but I do think they're stuck on this one because I don't think even Augusta National doesn't want to mess with IBM.
Okay, Charlie, quiz time. What do the following nations have in common vis-a-vis the 2012 Olympic soccer competition? Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Argentina, and the United States.
Boy, that would be a group of death, wouldn't it? But actually, what they have in common is they're not playing.
It's a group of death before they even get to live in this case. No, none of those nations sending a team to the Olympics. Exactly right.
Yeah, because they have apparently the European Championships are the same year, and it doesn't apply to the United States, obviously, but all the others, I mean, or Argentina, but Germany, Italy, all those other folks find that more important. It's kind of like the X Games that way. Remember when they first put all the X Game events in the Olympics, and the traditional X Games athletes said, we don't want to go to the Olympics, we want to go to the X Games.
<That's right. laughs> In honor of the Olympics, it was announced this week that the tube stations in London are all going to be renamed for accomplished Olympic athletes. So there'll be a Michael Phelps stop and an Edwin Moses stop and a Nadia Comaneci station and so on. You have dealt in person with the confusion that often attends Olympic Games. Does this seem like a good idea?
I don't think it'll be any more or less confusing. I mean, is if you're from South Korea, are you going to be more confused because you have to get off at the Sebastian Coe stop instead of Waterloo or something? I mean, they're just going to think all people who speak English are nuts anyway.
In another Olympics-related development, the female beach volleyball players have been given the option of wearing shorts and sleeved shirts rather than two-piece bathing suits in order to, quote, accommodate the religious and cultural requirements of some of the competitors. This rule means less room for tattoos advertising corporate sponsors, so I would assume it would be overturned well before the games begin, right?
And 8 million TV executives are now weeping and don't know why.
And finally, Charlie, someone has allowed Jose Canseco access to a Twitter machine again. And this week, in a message to Magic Johnson, he offered to play for the Dodgers for free. And then he sent out this tweet. Al Gore was ahead of his time. I miss him. Rest in peace, buddy. Hug for you. This must have come as a terrible shock to the Gore family.
Did he just confuse him with Earl Scruggs or what?
I mean, I do not know. I mean, far be it from me to speculate what's going on in Jose Canseco's head.
Well, one thing that's going on is Al Gore is dead.
You can find Charlie Pierce's sports writing at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie, and I hope you see some good ones down there.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.